WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. A home run with two men on base by rookie Jackson Churio provided the difference in the Brewers' 6-3 win over the Chicago White Sox yesterday. Milwaukee's sweep of the three-game series extended the Sox's losing streak to 11 straight games. Freddy Peralta started and earned his fourth pitching victory of the season, the first pitch since April 30th. Or the first win since April 30th. Gary Sanchez contributed a two-run single, and Christian Yelich threw out the potential tying run at the plate as the Brewers won their fourth straight game. Milwaukee starts a three-game set in Philadelphia tonight, and the first pitch for that contest will be at 5:40, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch for that contest first pitch is 5:40, and the pregame is currently underway. The Philadelphia Phillies have placed outfielder Brandon Marsh on the 10-day injured list with a strained right hamstring. The NL East leaders also put infielder Cody Clemens on the 10-day injured list with low back spasms. Outfielder David Dahl and utility man Weston Wilson were promoted from AAA, and right-hander Michael Rucker was transferred to the 60-day injured list. The 30-year-old Dahl will be in tonight's starting lineup for the opener in that three-game series against Milwaukee. It was Dahl's first major league game since April 4th, 2023, for San Diego against Arizona. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has announced he will play for Greece in the pre-Olympic basketball tournament. Antetokounmpo was sidelined April 9th and missed the postseason in Milwaukee. News about his recovery has been limited, but insiders are now saying the two-time most valuable player wouldn't have been able to go into the second round either. The team from Greece will be trying to qualify for the Olympics with games between July 2nd and the 7th. Antetokounmpo's native country hasn't qualified for the Olympics in 16 years. Commitments from offensive lineman Logan Powell and cornerback Rakeem Stroud boost the Badgers football recruiting class of 2025 even higher in the national rankings. Wisconsin comes in at 13th, following an exceptional class of 2024. Half of the prospects last year were blue chips. This year there are only two four-star prospects, but the numbers are higher. Notre Dame has the top-ranked class for recruits for 2025 so far. The Packers' decision to release veteran linebacker Devondre Campbell has provided the team with an extra $10.5 million in salary cap space. Campbell had 3 years left on his contract when he was set free last March. That decision allowed the team to spread Campbell's dead cap hit over two seasons instead of just one. The website overthecap.com reports Green Bay now has more than $30 million in available cap space, the seventh most in the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings and wide receiver Justin Jefferson agree to a 4-year extension. That's the richest contract in the NFL for a non-quarterback. Jefferson will get $110 million guaranteed in the deal. That's worth as much as $140 million, with more than $88 million due at signing. Jefferson has the most receiving yards in the league history through a player's first four seasons. He had entered the final year of his rookie deal. The two sides came close to an extension last summer. Jefferson missed 7 games last season with a hamstring injury and still reached 1,074 receiving yards. And Larry Allen, one of the most dominant offensive linemen in the NFL during a 12-year career, spent mostly with the Dallas Cowboys, has died. He was 52. The Cowboys say Allen died suddenly yesterday while on vacation with his family in Mexico. Allen was named to an All-Pro 6 consecutive years from 1996 through 2001, and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2013. He said few words, but let his blocking do the talking. Allen once bench pressed 700 pounds and had the speed to chase down opposing running backs. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.